Welcome back to another episode of the Common Sense Academy.
Common sense just ain't common.
Yep, and if you didn't believe us before, look around you.
Things are getting crazy out there, people. Government is shut down. What's day, was it now? Day 16 now? Day 17, something like that?
It doesn't matter.
It's still shut down. That's all we know.
Let me ask an honest question.
Okay.
Outside of a few things, who really noticed?
I will tell you, the people who really know this are our military personnel, maybe some other, I guess.
They're still getting paid, though.
They're getting paid.
I mean, so let's just say
creative means.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me back up the bus. Anybody who's not involved in government employ in some way or fashion, are you really hurting from it?
Not yet.
I think there's bloat.
Yep, not yet.
If you don't notice that they're gone, I mean, I applied for, you know, hunting license the other day online. It came in 3 days. Okay.
Business as usual.
Yeah.
For the most case.
And you know what I wonder? Is the DNR there? DNR out there writing tickets yet? They're a federal agency.
I mean, you laugh, but
are those guys working?
You're not wrong. I mean, you're not wrong.
Hmm.
I know they're working.
Yeah, we never lay them guys off.
No, not sure.
Man, always pushing the man down.
Aren't they though? Hold them down.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it sucks. It's just a whole bunch of irresponsibility.
It is. There's.
Every time this rolls around, every time.
At what point do we look at this again using common sense? I know it's not common,
especially in the government.
So we have the government shut down because of the CR, right? Continuing resolution. Mm-hmm. And forgive me if I'm not 1,000% up to speed, but my understanding is this is a clean bill. Now, I've heard both sides of the argument. It's not clean. They don't want to do this. So it's not clean. They want to add these things. Okay. My understanding is that a CR has been voted for, I believe, with the last 13 to 18 times, I don't know the exact number, but
multiple
times.
There's been a
right?
lot.
Multiple
yeah.
times.
It's very common.
Exactly. It's just what they do.
Yep.
Rather than coming to an actual agreement on what a budget should be and how we keep our doors open permanently, they just do this kick the can down
the road.
They
do it enough
nonsense.
That it upsets me for that exact reason. We're not going to solve the problem. We're just going to kick it down to somebody else.
Exactly. So it gets to the point where it is completely unsolvable. And then you're forced to do something unthinkable, right? We're going to permanently shut down all of these safety net programs because we, quite frankly, can't afford it. Or guess what? We're all speaking Mandarin, right? Those are the choices that we now have. So I common sense needs to kick in and say, all right, we're never going to fully agree on everything, right? But let's start with the things we can agree on. We can agree that we both have, when I say we, I'm talking about both sides of the aisle, in layman terms, conservatives and liberals, a.k.a. Republicans, Democrats, okay? Both parties, I believe, can agree that both parties would like to take care of the American public. Whether they do it correctly or not, both parties have both stated we want
to
take care of the
American
people.
Not as far as to say everybody wants to get reelected.
There's that too.
Right? That's about as far as all of them go.
There's that too. So let's agree to the common ground of the basic government setup.
Yeah, basic government function.
Basic functions.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we get to the common ground of those things?
I think it's just an indicator of where we've gotten to as a society. Over the last decade, for sure, and I think I'm being generous there, probably longer, there's been an increasing divide, right? It's been propagated by both sides. Most recently, I think the fire's been a little hotter under the liberal side, with the name-calling and the really just driving a wedge between American people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Making people think that, you know, the other side of the aisle, the liberal or the conservative, is evil and hates America, and they're the demise of democracy. I mean, it's like I've heard these things, right? And when you start calling somebody a detriment to democracy,
correct,
or a Nazi or a fascist,
when
those
are
words that have to be
careful. When you have college students walking on campus saying, literally screaming, death to all fascists, death to all conservatives,
right.
Death to all Republicans, we got a problem.
Yeah, well, and so if you're going to keep up your mantra, even if you don't buy into it, you still have to keep up appearances, because if you don't, well, I'm not sure I should go as far as to say the base will actually even recognize it, but your base will hopefully see that you're kind of two-faced, right? So mm-hmm. you're not going to give in mm-hmm. for the betterment of America. You're going to stand up for your values, mm-hmm. right? If we've been calling you a fascist and a detriment to the democracy, I'm not going to give you what you want. And I think we've gotten to that point now where this whole thing has come to a head where we can't give in because we've got people looking at us and listening to what we've been saying, and they've bought into it. Now we need to stand behind it.
So let's just break down. Okay, let's go
kind of deeper. Screwed.
Let's go down to the what is a fascist, right? What or I should
you
say
want the definition?
Well, no. Let's go this way. What are they considering a fascist?
Well, somebody who doesn't agree with their agenda.
Mm.
Yes. Yeah, the tolerant side, and this is the part that has always gotten me, the side of the aisle who says, we're tolerant, we're loving, we accept everyone, right? They're just the opposite. Mm. If you don't agree with our methodology or our ways or our policies exactly as we want them, you're a fascist or a racist or a Nazi, mm-hmm. or I mean, that, throwing that word around is just like the N word to me.
Well, I tell you,
I mean, it's probably worse.
It's crazy you say
but
that.
But you're okay with that, huh?
The group that I think gets vilified the most, and I could be wrong, but I think the group that gets vilified the most in that conversation is a conservative Black American.
Really?
I believe so.
I'd like to hear more on that. So,
being a conservative Black American.
Hold on, I can't let this pass without recognizing the irony of calling a Black person a Nazi.
It's insane, right?
It's one half step below calling a Jew a Nazi.
It's insane, but those are the words that they're using. Being a Black conservative American is like it's a unicorn in their eyes. How could you? They're the racist party. They have held you down. Listen, as far as I'm concerned,
we've talked right, on that.
I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe marriage should be between a man and a woman. I don't believe that you should have a drag queen individual teaching kindergarten class. Yeah. I don't believe someone who is transgender should be mentoring our children. That's just my personal beliefs, right? I won't go out and push those beliefs on other people. Mm-hmm. However, in conversation, if those things get brought up to myself, I won't stay quiet. I will respectfully have a conversation. And inevitably, as it always happens, the conversation turns pretty belligerent with the person that I'm speaking to simply because of what you just said. Mm. I refuse to acknowledge and agree with everything they're saying. So now it becomes, well, who's talking louder? I choose to lower my voice.
You don't vote for me. You ain't Black.
Exactly.
I mean, that was the epitome of that for me.
How was that not called out in the most heinous terms ever?
Yeah. Because you're the spokesperson for the party. We even though that might be upsetting to all of us, we're not going to say anything. I mean, the whole thing with acceptance to me boils down to this, and it is this simple to me. as a conservative, I can walk up to a group of conservatives, people I don't even know, but they claim to be conservatives, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can walk into that group of conservatives and say, "Hey, I'm a conservative." They're like, "Oh, cool, man." And we can talk about our differences. And this isn't lighthearted. This isn't a joke. This is real. We can have varying levels of conservatism, but we can sit there and talk it all out. And really, there's no animosity.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen liberals, and you've seen this play out, a liberal walk up to another group of liberals and say, "Hey, I'm a liberal." And I'll look at them and go, we'll see.
You need to pass the test.
Yeah, how liberal are you?
Before we say you can come into our club,
yeah.
You have a couple tests you got to pass first.
When your own doesn't accept your own, and then you claim to be the party of tolerance, that just really doesn't stick for me.
You know, again, it's everyone has their own opinions, as we all should. Everyone has their own beliefs.
Yeah, that's what's healthy.
As we all should. Everyone has their own design faith. I have my own. I believe that mine is correct. You know, it follows a certain
individual about right? faith, isn't it? We all kind of believe ours is correct. But right? yes, I agree.
So, and I respect the fact that everyone has the freedom. Again, I've said it before on many other podcasts. This is the greatest country on the planet. Because everyone has the freedom.
Let's talk about that a second.
To believe what they want to do.
Again, this weekend, the No Kings protest. Oh, the word. Simple fact, I'm not even going to dig into the dirt behind this. Leave it at one point. The simple fact, you are having a protest to protest your perceived king and say, yeah. No Kings, means you don't have a king. You are living in a free nation. If you can publicly. On Facebook and all these other social media places, put it everywhere saying, we're doing a protest, no kings. Yeah. Believe me, people, if you had a king or a dictator or a fascist government, you'd be shut down or dead.
Well, okay, and let's just explore, why are they calling him a king? They're calling him a king because, oh, he sent the National Guard into crime-infected, crime-riddled cities, and guess what? It worked.
Well, here's the thing on
it
that.
It worked, people. Right? How dare you do that? How dare you make me safe in my own neighborhood? How dare you do that?
Coming right back to the same topic.
Here we go.
Black people in America. They are ignoring what the black community is saying post this, following those shutdowns. There are people that are now saying, I saw this, it was a news story. It was CNBC was posting a couple interviewed after it and getting their opinion. They said this is the first time that they have been able to walk through downtown DC with their jewelry on and exposed. Now look, not for fear of being robbed.
Make no mistake, despite what you see on the news, despite what you read on social media, despite what the media in general wants you to believe, the black community is not a suicidal community, right? Is there black on black crime? Unproportionately higher. Yes, sure. I will say that. But it doesn't mean that people in the black community welcome violence, want to see violence, and don't want to see their children going home safely. Well,
to your original topic, we all can agree. We want what's best for this country. We want prosperity. We want safe families, safe neighborhoods. We want our kids to grow up educated and well and with potential to be successful.
So that goes
Everybody wants that.
That goes directly against the liberals' storyline, right?
Of course it does.
Well, we have to. They don't need you guys. You're racist. Listen. If you're unsafe is unsafe. If you can't walk down your street without potentially getting mugged, raped, or worse, killed, there's a problem. And our president, let's just call it that, our president, one of his duties is the safety security of this country. Mm-hmm. So if there's something going out of what's even crazier, and I'm getting all riled up, man. I don't want to get riled up.
It's okay.
What's even crazier is that the mayors and governors of these states and cities, they know the problem is out of control. They know that. Mm-hmm. But because they don't want to go against their own party's views and opinions, and they want to get reelected by their base.
now you're talking.
Right?
This is the guy I told you about Congress. They want to get reelected.
They will hold to the nonsense and, let's say, BS narrative, my city is beyond safe.
Well, because they got to go with their party.
How dare you
come there?
The people are screaming at you. Hey, I can't open my windows anymore.
But as the governor, you don't even live there, so you ain't worried.
Which is insane.
Mayor doesn't live in that part of town. He ain't worried.
Absolutely insane.
They didn't send the National Guard to the governor's neighborhood, did they?
No, they did not.
No, and here's the thing. The same group is ignoring the pleas of the people they say they support.
Yes.
We're the people, the minorities, the oppressed. And so they're saying, thank you. This is finally, we have some safety. Yes. I've seen more and more of those stories. They're being suppressed.
And they're being suppressed. Exactly. Listen, and make no mistake, I'm not suggesting it's just a black community.
No,
there are multiple communities out there going through the same exact thing. So thank you to our commander-in-chief.
I am cautious about this, though.
It can get out of control. Right.
Because what happens is we open a floodgate, right? So we set precedents to use the National Guard for anything. Well, who's going to use it now to oppress or suppress a constitutional thing? And so I am cautious about it.
Very good point.
Here's the problem. they aren't doing anything about it. And so this had to happen to take care of the problem. If these governors, mayors, had done what they should do, given the police the authority to do what they need to do, mm-hmm. hired enough police, whatever, had enough presence with the authority to maintain law, this is a moot point.
Mm-hmm.
So there, it's a double-edged sword for me because this is scary, using National Guard, using troops to enforce law in cities.
Well, let's
because it does interfere with the sovereignty of the states. Mm-hmm. But as you said earlier, one of the president's charges is the protection of the United States, its sovereignty,
correct,
and the protection of its people.
So let's go back to the beginning of why the National Guard was even needed in the first place. So for all intents and purposes, and this is going to be a very unpopular
the truth
statement,
usually is.
It usually is. Our...
Preach it, bro. I see it coming. I see it. Come on.
It's rough.
Come on, give it to me.
Our police departments, okay, there are some bad seeds in those police departments.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay?
Because there mm-hmm. were bad seeds, and because there is, and I loosely say this, there is a protect the blue. And it's an unwritten rule. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, there kind of needs to be.
Absolutely. I'm not saying there shouldn't be.
You got to have each other's
right,
backs.
Right, wrong, or indifferent. Yeah, no. There is. Mm-hmm. So the problem we have is, the problem we have is that the police departments across the U.S. for so long have been doing things that they shouldn't have been doing. They've been pulling people out of the cars that they shouldn't have. They've been circumventing.
They should be clear, not police departments. There have been officers.
Individuals.
There have been officers who have.
Yep. Officers within departments across the U.S.
Some corruption,
some bad apples,
seeds,
right?
Yep.
Have been circumventing the rights of an individual, constitutional rights of an individual,
yeah.
Using wording that tricks individuals to do different things. And I understand some of it. I get it. But because it was because it was allowed to happen for so long, the trust of our police departments, because of the bad few, dramatically decreased.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have an uprising of the people, and we saw it: defund police, right? I didn't agree with it. I still don't agree with it. I will never agree with that process. I believe that there is a need for law enforcement. In any society, any civilized society,
well, you have a law, somebody has to enforce it, or right? The laws are useless.
But with that, you have to have individuals that have enough integrity to truly follow the process.
Yes.
And unfortunately, there are individuals out there that chose to go a different path.
Well, see, that's where we are with all of this, right?
Correct.
And so trust has been so eroded on so many levels.
Correct.
We've been lied to by the media. We're lied to by social media. We're lied to by politicians. We're lied to by the police. We're mm-hmm. lied to by each other.
Correct.
So, I mean, now you look at AI. What do you believe?
Oh, all
right. And so now when you can't believe anything,
yeah.
The old adage of if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Correct.
Well, we're kind of in that now with trust, right? If you don't place your trust in something, it's very easy to trust in nothing or no one.
Well, exactly.
And then here we are.
And now, because of all the protests, because of all of the defund the police movements, right? What happened? Our police departments decided to scale back the amount of enforcement they have for fear of retribution.
Well, and they won't even go into certain areas because it's too dangerous for them at a small force.
So then what happens? The
crime.
Void is there. Crime steps in. Gangs increase.
Of course it always will.
Right? So now you've got this. It's a cyclical piece. Okay, mm-hmm. The law enforcement needs assistance. They need to be able to do their jobs. But you need to also correct the interior problems to allow those who are of high integrity and want to see the department do well. And again, I understand, and I can feel that.
So
I can feel that.
See,
the hate
if we
coming.
Had video, you'd see
I
the uneasiness
it, right?
on his face right now.
You have to allow department to truly police itself and remove those bad apples when mm-hmm. the time comes. And the higher integrity individuals in the heat of the moment need to be able to look at the senior officer who is doing something illegal or wrong and say, no, I'm not going to do this. Now, I did.
Sure.
There was a video I watched, and I won't declare the video because I know there's some sensitivity to it, where that actual thing happened. A couple was pulled over. And an illegal search was starting to take place, and they pulled the driver out of the car, pulled the passenger out of the car and began to illegally search the vehicle.
Hmm.
It turns out that the officer that had pulled him over had a personal vendetta.
Uh-huh.
He asked the state trooper that was there assisting, "Hey, you got your body cam on?" He says, "Well, yeah, what's going on?" "Well, yeah, turn it off, and I'll tell you." And the guy's like, "Well, wait, hang on. I'm not turning it off.
What's going on?
What do you need to say? I'll tell you. But come over here. Camera. Turn it off.
Yeah, right? red flag. Just like last episode. Red flag.
So I tip my hat and I stand and salute the officer that refused to turn it off. And he went to his other fellow officer. He says, "I don't know what that guy's telling me. It's a personal thing. He wants me to turn off my camera. He can kick rocks.
That's integrity.
I'm not doing that." Right. So if we had more officers like that yep. stood up and said, "I'm going to do the right thing, regardless mm-hmm. of what it may look like to my peers," we might not be in a situation where the National Guard had to come in the first place.
Right. Yep. No. I had somebody make that argument to me, almost like a threat, and they said, "Well, next thing you know, maybe the National Guard will show up at your place." My retort was that is, I would welcome them. I've done nothing wrong.
Exactly.
It's the same way I feel about this all this that's going on with ICE. If you are here legally, meaning you've gone through the process, you have citizenship, and you have a Social Security number that's valid, you are a citizen of this country, you have nothing to fear. Yes, mistakes are made. However, if you're here legally and it's documented you're here legally, I have to believe that process will weigh out.
Sure.
Okay? They're not going to deport a citizen of this country.
Correct.
There's so much hype, so much around it, and everybody's up in arms over ICE. Listen, if you're that nervous, you have a reason to be. I'm not afraid of ICE, and neither are all of the people I know, mm-hmm. and some of them recently immigrated. Why? Because they're immigrated legally and have documentation and know they belong here. There's no fear.
No.
You don't fear the law in this country, at least, yet. Well, I shouldn't say that. Most of the time, you have nothing to fear in this country under the law.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're not breaking it.
Correct.
But when we're breaking it or circumventing it, yes, then suddenly we get nervous and upset and then we get angry and all these things. Right. So, I mean, where are we headed with this? We're 23 minutes into this conversation. And, I mean, we've kind of, I know we didn't even start there, but this is just, those of y'all that listen to us regular, you know this is just how it goes.
It is what we do.
Right. My brother's passionate about this and he's right to be because there are voices being oppressed. There are things done right now that I wish didn't have to be done in the way they are with the National Guard. But the results speak for themselves. When you have a city like Chicago where there's 23 murders on a Saturday and the mayor says, "We don't need your help." Bullshit.
Yeah, think of those families that lost their children.
"We don't need your help."
No.
You know what, Mayor?
Adults. These are kids. These are babies, man, getting killed.
Here's what I say. I say the mayor gets tied to a chair in the middle of the crime zone.
Yeah, good luck to you.
You tie him up and say, "You don't need our help. Trust me."
Good luck.
And you'll see if he comes crying for help.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Kind of a little bit like the Running Man.
We're going to drop you in the middle of the middle. That would be epic. I would pay per view to see that one.
Now, be clear. This is in jest. But the point is, I'm not calling for the mayor to be put in the Running Man situation where he's potentially in danger. But my point is still the same.
Correct.
If you drop that man, don't even tie him to a chair. Just drop him in the middle of the city with his suit and tie on at 12 midnight and said, "See ya." He'll be crying for help in minutes.
Well, you know what?
Because he knows. But when you live in your own castle.
Yeah, exactly.
Separated from the problems with your own security and bodyguards, you're right. You don't really need the help.
Correct. Well, that was like the media during the, a press conference where they were talking about sending the National Guard into D.C. when they first were talking about it. And a lot of the individuals there said, "Yeah, I was robbed. I was robbed."
Clearly a problem.
Yeah, clearly there's an issue there, right? And that went despite all of the senators and congressmen and women saying, "Hey, there's no problem here. This is one of the safest cities in the U.S. Are you out of your mind?"
Yeah.
Have you walked
unprecedented.
Yes.
I want to back this up and say, look up Detroit, Michigan, 1962, 65? Mm-hmm. Race riots.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Yep.
Because the president then sent National Guard troops to Detroit, Michigan to protect that city.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Same thing. Mm-hmm.
Some will argue that it was sent for the suppression of black community.
Well, fine, but they were rioting and there was illegal activity, and it could have been. I'm not going to even argue that point, but my point is that there was precedent was set. Correct. We set National Guard in to protect property and life of citizen.
Correct.
Same exact motive.
Yeah, we could talk for hours and hours on this topic. And who knows? Maybe we'll bring it back up again someday.
It probably will come back up again because this just doesn't seem to end.
I look at it this way: I fully believe there has to be some middle ground in how we bridge this gap, because we are such a divided nation. And listen, a house divided will not stand.
Never did. Never has.
Right? We've all heard
every great nation is split because of this.
Every empire that splits has fallen.
And
every
empire. And listen, this is not us. This is not us. This is not you versus your neighbor. This is not you versus them.
Correct.
And I don't care what's that. This is not you versus them.
Correct.
We all want the same thing.
Yeah.
We all want our families to be safe and have opportunity. We all want some job security. We all want opportunities. We all want peace.
And we all want it done in as fair a process as possible.
Yeah.
You can't have one group being given $15,000 a month in combined benefits, whether it be
that's not EBT, my group,
or medical, or college tuitions. You can't give one group that type of freedom, favoritism, and the rest of us are slaving away, and then expect everyone to say, "Oh, this is great! Isn't this beautiful?"
No, and when the same group is receiving it, this ain't the great. Same group that says everybody should pay their fair share. Don't exactly. Gag me,
right? So, okay. Again, oh man, we can go ahead. Man, talk about this is pay your fair share. Not even close.
But this is how it rolls.
But again, so at the end of the day, again, I can go in multiple different directions. We could talk for hours in this whole thing. There has to be some kind of compromise to get from one end of the spectrum and the other end of the spectrum to come in the middle. How do we move forward? Because the fear I have, and I think you and I talked about this separately, you've got one party in control. At some point, elections happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's going to shift.
Well, the pendulum doesn't swing a little, right?
And I thought about right this. Now, right now,
so you look at a pendulum, you have a little swing, far right. Yeah.
Exactly.
A little tick-tock, right?
Yep. It's no and
that
was,
I just touched on my fear with the National Guard.
Yeah.
Because right now, I'm sure it's debatable. I'll leave it at that. But I believe this was fairly innocuous. The National Guard sent in to basically take care of some severe crime and to assist the police.
Yep.
Okay, the next president that comes in decides he's going to carry it a step further and further his agenda with the National Guard. Well, then the next party comes in, the next election cycle, we swing parties per se, mm-hmm. and that one decides now he's going to use the National Guard to suppress something in an election, right? Every time this takes a step further, that pendulum never, ever swings even. It always takes a little further. It's somebody gotten a little more push right or left, and then the next time, I'll show you, right, when we push it a little further. One of my gripes against Trump is that, right? It's always the revenge, but not only him. He has revenge because people have revenged against him, and we see this process play out, right?
you want to
sue me, you want to you want to defame me and do all these things, fine, I'll show you, right? Instead of somebody saying, enough.
Yeah.
We need some godly influence in our leaders. We need enough to say, enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm above this.
Yep, exactly.
Right? I'm not part of this situation. I am above it. Put your hand in and stop this thing from tick-tocking.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Let's start. Let's have some peace. Yeah. Y'all defamed me. Yeah. Y'all abused me. Y'all treated me poorly. It's wrong. I don't care. I'm done with it. I'm in control, and I am going to right now put an end to this. Where is that person?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah. God, pray you raise him up.
Do the business of the government by taking care of the people. And it can't be under the you can't utilize the blanket of taking care of the people as a cover for your revenge tactics.
Right.
Right?
And that's my fear. Because that happens all the time.
Spot on. Because that's what's going to happen. Right? Yeah. If this next election cycle takes the shape of where history has shown us.
Just say the Democrats won the election.
What do you not think that more gridlock is going to happen, if not get worse? Oh. And then what happens is you have another election for the president.
Absolutely.
And then let's go to a Democratic president, right? I don't have fear. Because I believe in Jesus Christ.
Sure.
Okay.
I have concern. Yes. Apprehensive what or concerned happen. About what's
exactly.
coming.
Exactly. Not just for the here and now, but for the future. Next generations beyond myself, yeah. and generations beyond that.
Yep.
So you are spot on when you said it will swing from one side to the other severely, if there isn't anything in the middle to say stop. Enough is enough.
Well,
this is and listen, whether you like it or not, this was a Christian founded country.
Okay? Yes, it was. It's founded on biblical principles.
Are what it will get us out of this hole. We are in a hole.
Mm-hmm. Funny you say that.
The only thing that will get us out, brother, is biblical processes, biblical philosophies, and biblical thoughts.
So here's the thing. We're going to wrap this thing up here. I think there's a part two coming because there should be.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, you've listened to us long enough to know probably where I'm headed with this. Every one of us has far more power than we want to acknowledge or we believe. We're taught that we are powerless, as trust the government, blah, 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 blah. No. My fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, you are the ones that are going to stop this. When you are attacked by your neighbor, by someone who doesn't believe what you believe, politically, religiously, whatever, you be the difference. You be the one to put your hand on that pendulum and say, no, hold on, stop. I'm taking this down a notch. Say what you want. Be angry at me. Rant and rave at me. Fine. I am not going to perpetuate this any longer. I choose to break the cycle. We get the power to stop it. That's how movements start. That is how governments fall. That is how nations are changed.
Mm-hmm.
Grassroots, we used to talk about that all the time, a grassroots movement. That starts with you and me, and it starts with one, and then two, then four, then eight, then 16, then 32, then 64, and on it goes. Yep. And next thing you know, the government goes, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
The only thing I will say to that, brother, is the unfortunate assassination of Charlie Kirk, but
that's
the resulting revolution.
That's part of it.
That's not revolution.
It's going to happen.
Revival.
It is not safe.
The resulting revival from that is how things change, because it could have been the exact opposite. It could have been buildings burned, cars overturned, riots in the street, but it wasn't.
Nope.
Right? It's simply exactly what you just said. The power of those who truly believe.
We had a taste of it.
In Christ and our followers, and there are Christians, strong Christians, they said, no, we're not going to follow the same old pattern. We're going to do it differently. So, man, you well said, brother. I could not have said it any better. That's exactly what's
But here's take. The thing. Christians, non-Christians alike, who just believed in Charlie Kirk's message, have also jumped on that bandwagon, and I feel like he's now becoming an idol.
You gotta be careful with those
for the
things.
Wrong thing.
Yes.
He's suddenly, because now I'm saying, well, all these social media posts, I'm Charlie Kirk. Okay, on the surface, that's great. But what are we trying to say here? Correct. Because it almost feels like we're pushing the pendulum
Correct.
Again.
Correct. What do you truly believe? We can go. That's like
where's podcast your heart, man? We're talking about that
right
all
there.
The time.
Where's your heart at?
If nothing else, that is the mantra of this podcast: is where's your heart? Everybody can give it lip service, but where's your heart?
Yeah, where's the compromise?
Wow,
man.
Great talk.
Good
Great
talk. One. Great Love talk. It. Love it.
All right, man. So that's going to wrap up another week of the Common Sense Academy. Once again, we'd love to hear from you. You want to try the web address this time?
Or
you
want me to try the it's Common Sense Academy for you at gmail.com. Yeah. That's the Common Sense Academy, the number 4, the letter U, at gmail.com.
We might have to short that up. Man, thanks for hanging with us. Y'all be good to each other.
God bless everybody.